That choice could rattle the Chinese, who have cozied up to Mr. Mnuchin, viewing him as more moderate. The greatest amount of expertise in the administration on trade in China is held by Bob Lighthizer, said Michael Pillsbury, a China scholar at the Hudson Institute, who has been advising the Trump administration, adding that the Chinese have been avoiding Mr. Lighthizer out of fear. The Chinese are wary because they know he's the real deal. Mr. Trump and Mr. Xi agreed during the group of 20 meetings in Buenos Aires to push the trade war between the world's two largest economies for 90 days and work to address several areas of tension, including the trade gap between what the United States imports from China and what it sells to the Chinese. Mr. Trump, who has hit China with tariffs on $250 billion worth of goods, agreed over the weekend to hold off on plans to raise all the tariffs to 25% on January 1st and to impose additional levies on all Chinese imports. On Monday, the president trumpeted what he called an incredible deal for farmers and manufacturers, saying they would be first in line to reap the benefits of his agreement. Farmers will be a very big and fast beneficiary of our deal with China, Mr. Trump said in a Twitter post on Monday. They intend to start purchasing agricultural products immediately. We made the finest and cleanest product in the world, and that is what China wants. In a separate tweet late Sunday night, Mr. Trump said China had agreed to reduce and remove tariffs on cars coming into China from the U.S. The tariff rate is 40%, which China had raised in response to Mr. Trump's tariffs, and it was not clear to what level it would fall. The disclosure took trade watchers and auto industry figures in both countries by surprise. The issue of auto tariffs has not appeared in either government's public statement after the trade war truce. Even White House officials who were in the meeting with Mr. Xi were not sure what Mr. Trump meant. Peter Navarro, one of Mr. Trump's top trade advisors and an NP, said on NPR that the subject came up, but he could offer no details. Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, acknowledged to reporters in a briefing that he was uncertain what Mr. Trump was referring to, but said he hoped all the tariffs will eventually reach zero. We don't have a specific agreement on that, he said.